culture. We have in the United States, of course, a domestic market for culture that is multifaceted and multi-layered in obvious senses and less obvious ones. We have an international market for culture in which the US is an enormous player on multiple levels. Both of these markets, of course, are comprised by individuals, directed by the efforts that they undertake, fueled by the talents that they have. And each of these individuals have individual senses of taste and aesthetic awareness. Questions of taste and aesthetic appreciation that compose what come to be known as cultural standards have become deeply politicized in our day. And many have lost sight of some of the ancients' treatments of questions of culture and aesthetics, or even, for example, 18th century Enlightenment notions of what culture and aesthetics, art, reading, these kind of things are all about. Key to those senses of culture and aesthetics was the notion of using culture as a means of improving oneself, one's community, of using culture as almost a remedy for moral disorders or tensions in society that can arise. Moral disorders, for example, like corruption that we've seen rearing its head again in such strong ways in recent months and days. It's just something to keep an eye on as the day's discussions unfold about what culture's role is in society, and I'd ask you to think about that. Culture also provides, as Gertrude Himmelfarb has reminded us recently in one of her recent books on two cultures in America, counterculture and current culture, that culture provides the emotional and intellectual sustenance of a community and of a society, and also contributes to sustaining individuals within themselves and as active members of that society. So it's a question in my mind, and it might be a question in your mind, and something that our speakers this morning may touch on, as to how, if at all, we can refocus the attention of the market itself for culture on these wider and enduring questions. To help us get into the day's events and some of these themes, we have three distinguished speakers who will each present roughly 15 minutes of comments, leaving ample time at the end for questions from the floor. The first speaker this morning is Professor Paul Cantor, Department of English, University of Virginia. Professor Cantor received his PhD from Harvard University in 1971 and has published numerous books and articles on such diverse topics as Shakespeare, myth-making, and English Romanticism, Aristotle and the history of tragedy, Dante's Divine Comedy and Islamic philosophy, and Oscar Wilde. I'll let him explain how they all tie together. Professor Cantor is the author most recently of Gilligan Unbound, Pop Culture in the Age of Globalization, which was published in 2001 by Rauman and Littlefield. His talk this morning will be on the rather provocative theme of why reading is bad for you.